from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If you've broken the news here,
mm-hmm.
and we want to...
Okay, I have another one. I'm not going to say who sent me this. I'm not going to say who sent me this, but a person... that I trust far more than Cam Marino, who I've never really heard of until a couple days ago.
Is it Jeff Hathorn?
I'm not going to tell you who it is. Tweet message to me 6 minutes ago. Marino makes bleep up 24/7, LOL.
Marino getting crushed?
Tony, it probably isn't great. This is the second time in a week now you've just gone riding with the Twitter page.
Why? Who was the other one that I... Oh, MLB
Scoops. Scoops or whatever the hell it was.
If MLB underscore Scoops and Cam Marino got together, they could take
Chris,
over news breaking.
I mean, the guy used to write for America's paper. He worked for USA Today. He's not some.
It sounds like he's throwing crap
person,
at the wall here on this.
But
one.
He's also a mental health advocate.
So what?
Well, so you know, EB.
My mental health is being damaged right now by
exactly.
this guy potentially
so,
making
exactly.
crap up.
Exactly. So why would he want to make stuff up and mess with the mental health of Steelers fans out there?
Engagement farming,
he's gotten him 7,000 followers. He's got fewer than friggin' Craig Riley, right? I mean, does Harry Callis have more Twitter followers than Cam Marino?
Oh, I don't know. I think him and Limich are still behind, but... Well, now somebody just dug up this tweet from Cam Marino.
Okay, is it a winner?
In January of 2024, per source, Jim Harbaugh leaning towards becoming the next head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Conversations have been fluid, but very positive
Hold
on. For both
I'm not giving
sides.
Him,
there you go.
I'm not giving him a ton of credit for
Here
that. People speculated on that right off the jump. When that job came open, people immediately connected Harbaugh to that gig.
Here
He's
we
not
go.
Sources. So what's your source? My ass?
Trust me, bro. That's what people
yeah,
like
source.
To put
Trust
out there.
Me, bro. Sources. Whatever I just farted out here. Come on. I have not seen one. You know. You both know. Pony, you especially. You both know how fast the NFL news cycle works. If somebody like this actually puts something like this out there and people think there is legs to it, mm-hmm. the Schefters and the big news gathering actually super sourced up apparatus seizes on it, tries to vet it.
Do you think
if it's real, gets it, and then at most will give hat tip to Kit, you know, whatever his name
yeah,
is,
I'm
John
gonna,
Marino.
I'm going to wait till one of the big dogs
John
has
Marino.
It.
Do you think that? Do you think that if it happens in the next like half hour, does the insider have to give Cam Marino the credit?
Probably.
If
yes.
If at 6 o'clock Donnie comes on the air and says, "Holy bleep, it's not Cam Marino now, it's Adam Schefter. Ayuk is a Steeler." Do you think that Schefter should have to say first on it, Cam Marino at Marino NFL?
Yes.
You're upset with this kid. He's just trying to make a name. He's got great sources on this from the looks of things.
Now I'm getting somebody.
What?
Now I'm getting somebody suggesting that another person who I think is predicting that it's going to be a done deal is more legit.
Okay. Who is it? Do we know who it is?
The Twitter feed is at PrettyRicky213.
Oh, it's that dog.
Yes. Thank you, Donnie. It's that dog.
Does the dog have... Some dogs have been great at predicting Super Bowls and things of that nature.
Pardon my take, guys. They used to have the one guy's dog. Like, they made a Twitter account for him, and he would just randomly put out like news that would happen, and sometimes he actually hit it.
Well, that's like CTESPN. Where didn't CTESPN just steal my tweet today and gave me no credit for it?
I literally just told that story.
I know, but the listeners did not know that.
I told the story and gave it contextual basis, so the listeners did know exactly what
I was talking about. Chris, we're all distracted by Marino right now, okay? I'm sorry if it went in one ear and out the other. You're looking up a dog's news reporting job.
I'm looking up a dog's Twitter account named PrettyRicky213 to actually try and suss this out.
I mean, Bechtold came out of nowhere and got the Bubba Chandler thing right and then didn't get credit for
and
it.
And I'll tell you what, that's a tough look for those people that got scooped by Bechtold. Give the kid his flowers.
So that's what I mean. Once in a while, we get a major story. Like, wasn't there a guy randomly on Twitter that would get, like, Pirates news and Penguins news?
Smythe.
Yes.
Smythe. Where's Pitt Smith? He was one of those people who had a job that I think I figured out what it was, but he had one of those jobs where when somebody would come to town as an athlete new, he actually was one of the very first people to interact with them in any meaningful way.
How? Like at the airport or something?
My guess was always that it was airport related, yes. But he did have like a hilarious in somewhere there, and I considered his information pretty much good as gold.
More
for a
from
while.
Hoagie. He now wants us to text Aditi and see if we can, if Aditi has Marino information, if she knows about this guy's reporting acumen.
Donnie, how about this? We'll love this one.
Okay.
Guess who just put something out there and credited our buddy Marino?
Who?
Dove Kleiman.
Oh my God. How deep does the rabbit hole go?
So Kleiman is willing to...
Wait, it might be a fake Dove Kleiman. We have fake Dove Kleiman now.
Get the hell out of here.
Yes, it is.
A fake Dove Kleiman.
It is a parody Dove Kleiman account.
Dove Kleiman. He's above parody. You cannot parody Dove Kleiman.
An account that's already mostly a parody.
Dove Kleiman, yes. Dove Kleiman is a parody of a real person.
Indirectly, this brings up a good point. Dove Kleiman's not even willing to run with Marino on
and Ike. He would roll around in the slop as quickly as anybody.
How about ML Football? Have they
blocked.
Tweeted anything about
this? I'm blocked by big ML Football.
How about Ari Myroff? Let's see if he's got anything on
this. Myroff, to his credit, has at least tried to start
Ari
doing
Myroff
legit stuff.
Ari not even touching this.
Cam Marino has thrown a radioactive ball of crap out there and hoped that people are going to pick it up
and
for
I
him.
Did.
And you did because you're the easiest mark on the planet.
And so did Bechtold now. Bechtold tweeting out.
Bechtold
Do
is,
we believe it? See?
That's very different than you tweeting out, Cam Marino says the Steelers are going to trade for Ayuk.
Well, he
10,000 exclamation points.
He did.
Bechtold is casting at least a little bit of skepticism on the entire thing.
I didn't offer any opinion. I just put out there what he reported and then like, oh my God, and allowed for people to make up their own minds on it. Clearly, you guys have made up your minds that you think this Marino character is full of crap.
Yeah, basically, I think he is very full of crap.
This blows.
You need to take tomorrow off. Well, you can't do that, actually, because I'm off tomorrow. But you should just take tomorrow off and just see if something happens while you're out. Because usually when stories actually break, it's when you're not working, and then you, like, lose your mind.
And why not, like, come in and work?
You've only pulled that stunt, I think, like, once, where you, like, desperately tried to get on
the air.
Well,
how about when I was in New York City, when the Patrick Queen thing happened, and I tried to get to WFAN station, and I successfully did for maybe 2 seconds.
That was the one time. That was the one time. Yeah, you were... It probably says a lot more about me than it does you. If that were me, I'd be like, yeah,
Where is Jerry Dulac? Cam Marino's kicking his ass on this story. He's at least got to come out and refute Marino, does he not?
Well, you know, here in Pittsburgh, very cautious about going against a Marino. We know what it was like when we passed over a Marino story once.
Does the Post-Gazette look so down on Marino?
When Pittsburgh ignores Marino, bad things happen, right, folks?
We can't even... We can't even lend credence to this by acknowledging it and rebuffing it, refuting it. We don't even want to do that because it's going to give it.
We might have another meme. Who's the guy that we always see the meme at the airport? And it's like, oh, just spotted so-and-so at the Pittsburgh airport. Yeah, you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's at like Hertz or whatever.
We might have a new version of that because some Steeler fan spotted a guy that they believe is Brandon Ayuk just walking around the North Shore. You see him like walking past those new apartments like across from McFadden's.
Come on.
ML Football put that one out.
Well, I can't see that because of ML Football.
Wait, they sent out the picture of the guy?
Yes, it actually does look like Brandon Ayuk.
Do you think it's him? Like it's,
I mean,
no. Somebody did try to fool people though with a Brandon Ayuk just put this on his IG stories and deleted it, and it's a picture of like a plane clearly flying over a coastline, although it looks like a desert coast. And then it says "Peace out, all love," and then it has a black and gold heart. But no one picked up on that either. You got hoodwinked, Pony. You are so thirsty for Ayuk trade news that you let Cam Marino. Is he even the third most famous Marino? I think John Marino's got more chops than him.
Not if this story ends up being right.
I think Marino Paracenzo, the old golf writer for the Post-Gazette's got more, right, more chops.
We'll get to the bottom.
Marino Paracenzo's a legitimate Titan.
We'll get to the bottom of Cam Marino's report that Brandon Ayuk has been traded to the Steelers, and I'll check this North Shore picture to see if there's any...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Second and 12, back to the air. Purdy looking end zone. Brandon Ayuk, second touchdown, contested catch against Patrick Peterson.
At Marino NFL, reporting that Brandon Ayuk has been traded to the Steelers. Earlier today, I said that the Steelers were working hard on a trade for Ayuk, and a deal could get done soon. 49ers seem motivated now to get something done. Adam Schefter, who we take as gospel on all this stuff, supports me on the last sentence. It's clear now that teams are calling the 49ers and trying to make trades. And Schefter also made it pretty obvious on McAfee's show that teams have made offers and Ayuk has told those teams, hey, well, I'm not going to sign an extension with you. Which blows up a trade, because why would you give up a lot of draft capital and or a good player for a disgruntled Brandon Ayuk without a new contract? You wouldn't. But according to Cam Marino, we got something done. Donnie has followed Cam Marino on Twitter. He has then DM'd him. And Donnie is giving him until 6 o'clock to get a response. If there isn't one, you're unfollowing him. Will there be an unblock? Will there be a block as well?
No, I mean, I don't need to block him, but he's going to get the unfollow. I mean, he's got less followers than I do.
I never followed
him. I'm not letting
him
big time me.
He's got the profile picture of a guy, too, that like takes himself way more seriously than he probably should at this point in life. Also, Braden Faoko, 19 minutes ago, contributing to all of this, he put up, I guess there is the meme of a guy looking shocked in his front seat of his car, and it says Stadium Pulse up to the max, Donnie.
Oh,
here's the problem.
Doggy.
But he's playing College Football 25, and then he said, I'm sorry, man, bad timing of tweets. I love that. I absolutely love the sequence. The first tweet, like, I think, like, broke Steelers fans' minds, and he legitimately either was just trolling and screwing around, or he accidentally didn't know what
people
were talking about.
So Josh Roundtree doing some serious digging here.
Yes.
Roundtree, who was the voice of our hot dog eating contest, now going into Big J journalism. He tweets, the guy reporting this Aiyuk trade claims to be the lead writer of a website that has posted 9 articles since December, none of which have been written by him. Hashtag Steelers. Yeah. I know, right?
I love it.
Now, how about the idea, though, that you have what I told you today, you have what Schefter said, and you have what the guy in San Francisco said this morning, which was,
thinks
hey,
it could happen.
For
he
a
never
while,
thought it could happen, but he thinks now it's a very real possibility. He said ball is in Aiyuk's court, and that's a 30-year Niners reporter.
So is it possible, follow me on this, Cam Marino sees all this happening. He sees the Schefter video on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He sees what I tweet. He reads the article from San Francisco on the most established beat writer there saying, well, actually, I do think this trade could happen now. And he puts all that together and says, you know what? I'm going to say that the trade is happening, even though I have no knowledge of it. I have no sourcing. I have no information. But it might happen. And if it does, I'm going to get credit for it. If it doesn't, it's not going to make a difference because nobody knows who I am to begin with. It's like a no-risk, all-reward proposition.
I mean, in a bygone era, there would have been risk. People would have said, this guy's a complete clown. We don't take him seriously.
But if NFL Draft Buzz has already written 9 articles in the last, since
confidently
December.
Confidently able to say, I've never gone to NFLDraftBuzz.com.
Donnie, you've ever been to NFL Draft Buzz? Are you familiar with this website and this man's writing?
I mean, I'm not familiar with his writing. I would think the only time, maybe, is if you're trying to find, like, some dude who's not on the actual NFL page, like a draft profile, which means it's some dude that's very, I wouldn't even say under the radar, like a guy that's going to be a day 3 or later selection. Because, I mean, think, you search like a guy's draft profile, and it almost always pops right up the first options, NFL.com.
Mm-hmm.
There is like the rare guy that does not have one, and I think that's the site that
so,
pretty much has everybody.
So he writes
Cam
for
Marino
a website.
Just makes up scouting reports on player on
he,
players.
He writes
no
for a website
of.
That covers obscure NFL draft prospects, and he might have the biggest NFL story going right now. Crowley has chimed in, breaking. The day got away from me, and I'm once again having Trader Joe's frozen pizza.
Is he eating it frozen? I used to do that with waffles. I would just eat an Eggo blueberry waffle frozen. Once in a while.
It takes 2 seconds to toast it.
I know. Sometimes I'd just be like, you know what? I can taste the blueberry flavor.
How
here.
Was it?
Fine. It's not like something that'll break your teeth. I'd just be like, I'm going to eat this. Literally, there were times I was like, I got to run out. I also want to eat something. I'm going to grab a cold waffle and eat it.
When did this stop?
Well, I mean, a while ago. Decades ago.
Okay.
No, now if I have waffles, I put them in the toaster like a civilized human being. As a kid, loved frozen peas as well. Still do, actually. Like, throw a handful of frozen together peas
I haven't had a pea in years because Amanda hates peas, and I do miss them.
You know where peas are very good? You make a beef stew, and then at the very end, for a little pop of color and sweetness, toss a handful
Amanda
of frozen peas
Amanda hates peas
in.
So much when she gets fried rice, she will instruct the Chinese restaurant to take out all the peas and all the carrots.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I can't know.
Crazy behavior.
I'm going to turn over a new leaf, though. Why? Who am I to cast to throw stones?
Because
I don't eat melted cheese.
Yep.
I'm just going to sit it out.
That's great self-awareness by you. So what are we doing here?
I mean, we're generally just making fun of this Cam Marino clown. Now I'm getting people who are actually looking at his profile picture on Twitter and going, you're right. This guy seems like a real Herb, basically. Got his, like, shadowy portrait of himself. What is it, Donnie? Looks like he's in, like, a wedding party and he's in a tuxedo. Like one of those artsy pictures that gets done of everyone in the wedding party. He looks like a clown.
This is the issue with the Aiyuk thing, is that people got tired of it because there was no like real deadline. There was plenty of reason for the 49ers to hang on to him for this year and just put up with his annoyance and his level of anger with not getting a deal done. And so we, I think, started to value more the reasons why the 49ers would not trade him, and we started to pivot and move on and just think about other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever it comes back around and it feels like it could happen, I get excited about it again, only to have my hopes and dreams
crushed,
shattered. Now, in your case, you're doing the opposite. You're tickled pink because you don't want Aiyuk and you don't want the Steelers to pay him and you don't want them to give up much to get him.
Yeah.
So you are happy that the only person who is running with this story is someone who
we
the world did not
of
hear
of
until 5 o'clock.
I mean,
this afternoon.
I enjoyed the top of the 5 o'clock hour because it just gave me a chance to riff and come up with the most creative insults and derogatory things I could say about this guy. Not one person who matters has run with this. I even feel bad for Andrew Lindbergh, who does great work for our website. He came in during the break. He said, guys, check out this Twitter account. It's, you know, like suggesting that there might be second source corroboration. But this is where the media just, like, the state of media is so tough now in Twitter and social media. It's just a guy going, report, Aiyuk traded to Steelers. And the report is just Cam Marino's report. And he's talking about it. It is very enervating.
Are people in the now FanDuel, who would stop the Steelers offense with Brandon Aiyuk? And it's all the Steelers players. They have Fields at quarterback, actually, not Wilson, Najee, Warren, Aiyuk.
Oh, see, I hold
Pickens,
on.
Freiermuth.
I know that your friends at FanDuel, you do more ways to win, and it's great. And this is not germane to them. It is not. I am more tired of the who's stopping this offense type posts than I am of anything. Because half the time it could be like, give me like a random tight end who's like a second stringer. It could have been back in the day, Matt Spaeth. You know, like Van Jefferson. Well, I'm just saying, sometimes it is a legitimately great offense. Other times it's Matt Spaeth, Quez Watkins. Give me a crappy running back. Gary Russell or somebody like that. You know, Ben Tate. And then the quarterback is Mike White, not from the Post-Gazette. And they're saying, who's stopping this team? And every time I want to write, I don't know, most everybody, themselves, a mirror.
I heard all that, but I will confess I am now lost in the rabbit hole that is looking at this poor kid's mentions and seeing what people are saying about him. It's mostly, you're full of it, this is fake, and I'll wait for Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter to report the news.
So I'm getting more details here from a person who studies these things, let's say, these accounts like this.
Okay.
This person is saying this Pretty Ricky account that we laughed about has actually had scoops before, real ones.
The dog that breaks news.
The dog account, Donnie.
Okay, that's good.
So the dog that breaks news that looks like Spuds McKenzie.
The dog is a more reliable source than the guy that used
apparently
to work for USA Today?
This is what was told to me about the dog account, the Pretty Ricky account. He has caused the league to freak out before, has actually had scoops, and people think there is a mole in the league office. I think this guy Cam may be drafting off of this Pretty Ricky, who is suggesting that there's an Aiyuk deal brewing. That Aiyuk's getting dealt.
That settles it. Then Pretty Ricky is going to get the credit here.
That just puts a picture of
credit
the dog.
Pretty Ricky.
I can't find this guy. Does he block me? How do you spell Ricky?
Just R-I-C-K-E-Y like Henderson. 213.
Oh, got it now.
His picture is all the members of the NWO. His cover picture, and then Spuds McKenzie with a poorly photoshopped New York Giants hat. That is the Twitter picture. What the hell are we all doing with our lives here?
You're right. He might be onto something here. I got to reach out to this guy.
I like Pretty Ricky's bio on Twitter. Respected notary. The People's NFL Insider scored very high on the Wonderlic. Insiders hate him. It was a lot of fun.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. We'll go to that in a second here. We'll table Brandon Ayuk. We'll see if someone more reliable than Dan Marino's third cousin has news on that. Mike's Beer Bar. I was there after the game, momentarily thinking about my life decisions. More so thinking about Derek Shelton's managerial decisions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the fan beer of the month on tap right now. It is the Altered Genius Rescue Kolsch, and it benefits Crisis Center North. Jason Mackey got something wrong, and I got something right, and he still owes me dinner at Mike's, but he keeps avoiding me. He is the columnist from the Post-Gazette, longtime Pirates baseball writer, and he joins us right now. Jason, in person, I've never seen a manager screw up a game worse than Derek Shelton yesterday. Do you want to tell me I'm wrong?
Well, I can't speak for all the games you've been to, Andrew, but it was bad yesterday. I'm not going to defend what we saw. I'm not going to defend Derek Shelton's performance. He, in my opinion, is why they lost the game. I thought there were a multitude of things that he got wrong, but the biggest one to me was Joc Pederson and letting Colin Holderman face him. You're allowing one of the hottest hitters in baseball to face a right-hander, which he's crushing. He has a 936 OPS against right-handed pitching, and a guy in that spot who is really struggling. I just thought that was the completely wrong move. And yeah, there are other ones with, you know, should you have stolen with Reynolds? What about the sacrifice punt? This, that, and the other. But the biggest thing was the bullpen management to me. So yeah, it was not good.
What do you make, Jason, of how he handled? I know that like a Q&A after a game, a press conference for a manager, it's always going to be fraught after a big loss. But I thought it was alarming, kind of the tone he took and the fact that he threw Holderman right under the bus after the game.
Yeah, that was a unique one, Chris. For the Holderman thing, you know, and just Shelton's tone, he was as mad as I've heard him. He was kind of biting back at reporters a little bit, which I don't have a problem with. I'm just saying it's out of
it's character. Unusual for him. Is that that's what I mean? Well, like, not that he was doing it in the first place,
that.
But he's usually Mr. Good Vibes at all times in those situations.
No doubt. And you know what else he is, Chris? And you bring up a good point about Holderman. He's also Mr. Protect the Player at all times, like almost to a fault, where as a member of the media, it's frustrating asking him about somebody struggling because he won't give you anything. So, like, what, are we just going to only ask you questions about when a guy's going great? No. But he doesn't say anything that is critical of a player, except all of a sudden one of his decisions is in the crosshairs, it backfires, and then he says, you know, Holderman has to be better. I don't know where it came from, frankly, Chris. I mean, there was a lot of anger. That clubhouse was just distraught. Shelton was noticeably irritated walking in the press conference room, as he should have been. I'm not saying, you know, not saying anything about that, but yeah, that was a different postgame for sure.
He also never adequately answered the question, why did Beeks, who was warming up and available, why did he not come into the game to face Pederson?
I know.
With all that bluster, there was never even a suitable answer on that, Jason.
I don't know if there is a good one. Again, this isn't defending Derek. It's just my suspicion, and you and I were texting about this last night, and I have no problem saying it publicly, my suspicion was that the strikeout of Marte force Shelton to change his mind. He wants to believe that Colin Holderman is good right now, and he sees the strikeout, and he's like, now he can get one more hitter. He can get one more hitter. But, like, that's not a smart decision. That's not a what-the-numbers-tell-you decision. I don't know if that's the case, and I asked Shelton yesterday, like, did the Marte thing change your mind on whether Colin should be allowed to face Joc Pederson? And he said no. But, yeah, it's just, if you're trying to think and look for logic in what they did yesterday, there isn't much.
Well, the other thing that it wasn't just about his own performance. I also think it didn't help him that he was juxtaposed against Lovello, who I thought managed circles around him. I think it was like a case study in a guy who's been there, done that, Jason. Cool, calm, collected. He's got bullpen issues with his closer, but he went to guys that clearly could handle the job. And I just, I don't know. I came out of it feeling not only like frustrated with Shelton, but going, oh yeah, that's what a real difference maker at manager looks like on the other side of the field.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of get that. And he certainly got outmanaged yesterday. Again, I'm not defending any of it, but I also look at what they've been over the last little while. And like, let's not forget that they've beaten the Phillies in a series. They've beaten the Astros in a series. The Brewers, like these teams that are very good, and they've done so. I think Derek Shelton has been a plus most times. Like, I do think he's done a halfway decent job. But, yeah, I mean, the two Diamondbacks series, he's gotten outmanaged by Lovello. And Lovello, I think, is a very good manager. It also helps when you're able to press these buttons and your guys perform. And it's problematic that Holderman is not performing. It's problematic that I think their bullpen still thins out too
right,
fast.
Right, hold on, though. But the thing that's changed, though, with Beeks being there is that it used to be, well, who else do you want him to give the ball to in those situations?
Nah,
you
I know.
Can't blame him when guys don't come through. Now he has better options to get him through those situations, Jason.
You're absolutely right, Andrew. And I knew where you were going with it. I didn't get to my point quick enough. I mean, yes, that's on Shelton. Ben Cherington did what he should do. He went out and got a guy who's good against left-handers. For crying out loud, use him against the left-hander.
Even if it forces Lovello to flip around and go with Gurriel or Grichuk, like take that matchup over the guy with the 960 OPS or whatever it is for the year.
Right. I mean, I don't think Lovello, because he's a smart manager, he's probably not going to go left on left there. That's fine, but it's still a win for the Pirates. The loss is letting the 936 OPS against right-handed pitching face a right-handed pitcher. That's what you can't do.
What if they don't make the playoffs? Is Shelton in any real trouble?
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, even if they come, it would take just a gigantic collapse down the stretch. And even that, I don't think so, Andrew. I really don't. There's such buy-in from throughout that organization on the job Derek Shelton has done, and for the job Ben Cherington has done, for that matter. I really have a tough time seeing a scenario where they'd change anything.
Jason, the only reason that I'm skeptical of that, or that I hear you say that and believe you, obviously, and am a little let down, is this. Derek Shelton, these games, I would say, since the All-Star break, you could maybe argue slightly before, but definitely since, are the highest pressure, most impactful games he has ever managed. They've never been in a situation where they've been in a chase and they've had these de facto playoff feel type games. And more often than not, he just hasn't looked up to that moment. And so that would give me pause if I were running the Pirates. I would almost be auditioning him these last 50 or so games the way I think O'Neill Cruz should be getting auditioned, whether or not he can really hack it at shortstop full time.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Chris, and it's not wrong. I would argue I don't think that's the way the organization looks at it. And I also think it's just a little bit of recency bias. Again, this is a tough needle for me to thread, so hear me out. But, I mean, this was not a good series for Derek Shelton. Prior to the Arizona series, he's actually been pressing some pretty good buttons. Again, there are flaws. I understand it. Some of the stuff they do organizationally, I don't love. That's above Derek Shelton. And some of that is not pitching guys 3 days in a row. That's not just Shelton and how he feels about it. So, yeah, I mean, I understand using this final stretch to want to see if this is the guy. I would have a tough time, again, I'm repeating myself, but just seeing them step in at this point and say, hey, you've done all this stuff. We've gotten this close with you. You're not going to be here.
Jason, do you have anything on Brandon Ayuk for us?
I don't, other than I'm tired of hearing about it. I hope it either gets done or goes away. I'm not sure I care.
Be giving Brandon Ayuk a new contract if he's traded to the Steelers, and will Sidney Crosby be part of the trade?
Yeah, and it's all going to happen on 8-7. That's the way it's going to go. I agree with you on Ayuk, by the way. I don't think he's worth $28 million.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.